You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling in the final days of June that keeps the citizenship question off of the 2020 census. While Census Bureau research shows that a citizenship question could significantly reduce response rates among immigrants, they're just one of many groups that are at risk of being undercounted. Here's more from the CNY Digital Inclusion's Census 2020 Summit.
First census was in 1790. They counted about 3.3 million people. Thomas Jefferson ran it. He used about 650 people to do it.
The Constitution mandates that every 10 years, the federal government must conduct a headcount of every person in the United States.
Everybody. It's not all adults. It's not all citizens. It's not all taxpayers. It's everybody in the United States. So whether you're documented, undocumented, an English speaker, a non-English speaker, if you have an illegal apartment in your garage, if you your building isn't up to code, we don't care about any of that. We care about where are the people.
Liz Burakowski is the deputy director of New York's Complete Count Commission. The group has been working on the 2020 census for about 2 years now, and she says they're facing a number of challenges.
We are worried about distrust of government in general. You know, there's that famous Ronald Reagan line, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. Nobody actually believes that. We are worried about the digital divide, but we are very aware that there are a lot of people in New York State who do not have access to the internet at home.
The data collected from the census determines a number of things, from how many seats a state gets in the U.S. House of Representatives, to how federal funds get distributed, to where businesses and roads get developed. Burakowski says though getting an accurate count is difficult, it's important.
I like to think about that, particularly for children. If your kid is entering kindergarten this year, we're doing the census next year, your kid's entire education is going to be based on the census data that is collected next year.
Counting every person in the United States is a hard task. For reasons mentioned before, like general distrust in government and unequal access to the internet, many communities are at risk of being undercounted. Immigrants have been highlighted in the lead up to the 2020 census due to the Trump administration's failed efforts to include a question about citizenship on the survey. But rural folks, African Americans, and people who rent their homes are also historically undercounted. Chris Ivan is a census partnership specialist with the regional office. His job is to try and make connections with trusted community members in those many hard-to-count populations to make sure they're accurately represented in the data.
That's where, again, we need help from our partners. That's partnership is even more important than ever because we have more diverse community in our nation than we've ever had.
Onondaga County had a non-response rate of 20% in 2010. In an attempt to overcome barriers and lower that rate, there will be a number of different ways to fill out your 2020 census.
Everyone in 2010 got that piece of paper to fill out. That won't happen this time. Not yet. The first mailing that everyone will get, and each head of household will see that letter, and it'll have a unique code for that address, that housing unit, and it'll be an invitation to please go online to fill out the census, all right? But not everybody is going to respond to that. We're also going to tell them about a second method, also new. That's by phone. So you can call a phone number. So for those who have not responded online or by phone, they will get a piece of paper.
This fall, the Census Bureau will begin a large ad campaign, which Ivan says he knows won't reach everyone. He's hoping community partners will make up the difference in getting the most accurate census data possible. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.